have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 143 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film and TV. I'm one half of the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot Chris.
What are we going to be talking about in this week's episode then, Chris?
Right, we've got Home and the Hulks, where we're going to be talking about what we've been watching, doing, and reading since our last episode. And then we've got our review of The Tomorrow War.
A very sci-fi, timey-wimey, adventure-y, military film. Okay, so at Home with the Hulks, what have you been watching, reading, and doing the past week then, Chris?
What, TV? Loki?
Yes. Yeah, so we've just had the fourth episode on Wednesday. What did you think?
Oh, yeah, bloody loved it, didn't I?
Well, yay!
It's a great show, this one. Much better than the other ones.
However, I think you weren't a big fan of episode three, were you?
Episode three got a little bit too Doctor Who for me.
Yes, run around.
Very strong Doctor Who vibe, and it just worried me. Like, it was a good episode, still. But I was worried that they were going to go off in that direction and just become Doctor Who 2.0. And I feel like the first two episodes and later are much more interesting and high concept and stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of episode four then? Obviously no spoilers yet, just in case.
Yeah, just really cool vibe. Loving where they're going with the Timekeeper storyline and everything.
Yes, and, very intriguing.
The visuals, still loving the visuals. Yeah, I'm into it.
What I really like about this, though, is that I have no idea how it'll end.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Yeah. It's nice not to know. It's nice not to be predicting things all the time. Well,
yeah,
I guess there's a little bit of that.
Well, yeah, maybe. but yeah, sometimes I do think Falcon and the Winter Soldier was a little bit formulaic. So this is a bit of a breath of fresh air, I think. And really enjoying Tom Hiddleston and Owen Wilson's dynamic.
Mm.
And jet skis.
Jet skis.
Jet skis.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. The Watch. We just started watching The Watch.
So tell me about The Watch, Chris.
So it's based on Terry Pratchett's The Discworld, which I love. I love those books.
You are a big fan, aren't you? Have you read all of them yet?
No, I still haven't read the last couple just because I'm worried that once it's over, isn't it? It's a bit sad, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going through and doing a reread now.
Okay.
And then once I get to the end of my reread, I'll read the last ones, I guess. Yeah, this is... So I heard bad things about this, basically.
Yes.
It's not very well...
I think Neil Gaiman sort of slagged off a little bit too.
Really? Yeah. I mean, because I'd heard such bad things, having watched it now, or the first couple of episodes now, I feel like it's not awful.
Not as bad as you thought it was going to be.
No, I really like the visuals. I like how they've done Ankh-Morpork. It's very dark and kind of moody and stuff, which fits the vibe. Some of the characters are a bit weird. Captain Grimes, is it? Sam Grimes?
He's a bit much, right?
I like the actor. I like the character, but he doesn't fit the character.
Yes.
If that makes sense. Like, he would be good for a different character, I feel like.
Okay, like in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, of Ankh-Morpork.
Yeah, there's some interesting ones. Some of them, like the werewolf angle, I think it is. She's quite interesting cast for it and stuff. Patrician is cool for a bit of a gender change, but that's fine. And yeah.
I liked the big troll person. Was it troll?
Oh, yeah, Detritus, I think. He's troll, yeah. So, not sure about the Patrician's Palace or whatever. That looks a bit strange. So, yeah, there's some interesting choices, some strange choices. but, yeah, we'll see. I'm watching more of it and seeing where it goes.
Yeah. It's very British and it does remind me of Doctor Who,
yeah,
which surprises me why
of.
You like it.
Yes. It does have a strong vibe of that. But yes. It's like on the higher end of those, okay. I feel like.
Yep.
We'll see. Mm.
Have you ever seen a good Terry Pratchett adaptation? It's always a tricky one, isn't it? I mean, other than, obviously, Good Omens, it was Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, wasn't it? That was fantastic. And that's coming back for season two, which they announced this week.
And that was good because Neil Gaiman basically did it, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I feel like some of the others have been okay.
They've been
okay, but I mean, Terry Pratchett's world is so...
dense, isn't it?
It's quite specific to his vision. And I feel like reading the books as well, you make your own kind of vision of it. So it's really hard to kind of pinpoint that in everyone's minds. So someone's always going to be upset, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okie dokie.
We're also continuing our Supernatural rewatch. Sort of. We watched a couple occasionally.
What are we on now? So season 2, episode like 6 or something? 5 or 6?
Like halfway through episode.
Yeah. Episode.
Season 2.
Season 2.
Yeah. We'll get that.
I've been watching, I'm like halfway through a true crime documentary on Netflix. And normally I'm not one for those because obviously they're, I don't know, the thing about true crime is, should you find it gripping and entertaining?
Yeah.
Because it's about death, right? There's something a little bit like, should that be entertainment in a way?
I don't know, it doesn't really sit with me.
But the way they've produced this one, I think it's called Sophie, A Murder in Cork. I think that's what it's called. Basically, there's a little Irish town or village, and a French lady was murdered there. But the way they've shot it, the production values, and the way that they frame it, it's very gripping.
Okay.
And I'm intrigued. I might finish it. But yeah, it's if you like that kind of thing, then I definitely think this will be for you. I do like documentaries, actually. I'm coming around to them. But normally
I like documentaries,
more...
but the true crime stuff gets to me. It just makes me
because
think,
it's
oh,
real.
I
yeah,
this.
I think...
people are murderous, horrible people. It just kind of affects my mental health, I think, for a little while.
Oh, dear.
Also, the Euros. We've been watching the England games.
Yes. Is it coming home this year?
No, let's be honest.
Who else has left? I'm trying to think. There's Italy. I don't know. We're against Ukraine on Saturday. So depending on when I get around to editing this, we may have already been knocked out.
Yeah.
But no, let's not be pessimistic.
It's not, you know, it's good, okay. Hurricane finally did something. So
yay.
Nice.
I mean, that Germany game was so good. It's been so long since we won against Germany, right? I mean, it's always gone to penalties and it's always been like a nail biter, but yes.
I don't understand why everyone's been so down on Sterling because like,
he's been
our best player.
Sorry, they went very high there.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all the TV we've watched.
I've been watching some rugby as well.
Okay, yeah.
And yes, so it's England are playing somebody at the weekend, America, which I'm looking forward to because there's some Harley Quinn's people in there. I'm talking about sports now. It's not very interesting. Anyway, I'm excited. Okay,
Nicola.
Yes, movies.
Fine. Movies. Fast and Furious.
Yes.
The Fast and the Furious.
We watched the first one. Yeah. Oh my gosh. This has changed so much. It's crazy, isn't it?
It just feels really old now, doesn't it? It's not aged
but they
particularly
were
well.
Hijacking lorries. Oh, sorry. Are they called lorries in America?
Trucks.
They were hijacking trucks for DVD players. Right?
Yeah.
We're making a fortune out of DVD players.
That is funny, isn't it? Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's still ridiculous.
Oh, do you know what? I much prefer I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? They've obviously evolved, but I really enjoy like the actual car chases and like
the
actual
down
drag.
Stuff is actually better, isn't it?
Yes,
really?
I think so.
Because they've just... And the way you're saying they've evolved is basically they've just gotten crazier and crazier.
Exactly.
Each time they've tried to one-up themselves.
Exactly. Can we make this bigger than the last one?
What vehicles can we... Let's... Tanks? Oh, yes. Maybe
space?
We can...
Space?
Space. Yeah, that's yes. like the final
the
frontier,
rock?
Isn't it? Literally. Where do they go from there?
Yes.
I don't even know.
Mm. Yes. So I really enjoyed that, actually. I also watched Fast and Furious 9, talking about Fast and Furious. But yes, no, bonkers, absolutely bonkers. I don't know where they're going to go from here. They're going to have, the last one's Fast and Furious 10, I believe, and they're going to split it into two parts, like, you know, Avengers Infinity War.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
But this was just absolute. I'm going to say magnets and cars and space. Just my mind was blown. And I don't know it even in a good way. I don't know. I'm still unsure about it.
Still unsure. Yeah.
But John Cena was interesting. I think it was lacking The Rock, though. I do miss him.
The Tomorrow War. Obviously, we're going to be talking about that one. So that's something we've seen. Freaky.
Yeah. What did you think of this?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was all right.
It was all right? All right.
I mean, it's kind of like a
Freaky
funny
Friday.
Horror film. I don't know. Horror films aren't really my vibe. But it was good.
I thought it was really fun.
It wasn't. Did you not? It was fun. It wasn't scary or anything.
I loved Vince Vaughn when he was doing his running, his girly running. So it was a body swap horror comedy, like Freaky Friday. And it was a serial killer and a teenage girl, and they body swapped. And Vince Vaughn was a serial killer, which was weird because he was actually generally quite scary as a serial killer, which is strange. But yeah, he body swapped with a high school female, and he was running around like a girl, and yeah, it was just really funny. Yeah. I had a really good time with it.
It was entertaining. Yeah, sure.
I was surprised at how gory it got to.
Okay.
I would recommend it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you've not got much going on.
Chris.
You've got a free evening.
We'll say our picks after this of what we watched, I think. But yeah.
You've put here Fear Street 1994.
Yes, this is another horror. Yes.
You're really getting into horror now.
I like horror, but not too scary horror.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I mean, that's pretty much me as well.
Yes. This is really good. This is on Netflix. So it's basically part of a trilogy, which is really exciting for a horror because you don't get that many like franchises really, do you? So, yes, as I said, Netflix out today, Friday the 2nd, are we at? But anyway, it's a slasher, but it's got a bit of depth to it, and it's very Scream, it's very sort of meta and self-referential, and also quite funny, but also very gory as well. So I'm impressed with what they've done, and I'm impressed with how they've tied it back to the past as well, because there's going to be 1994, I believe 1966, I think, or it's something sometime in the 60s, and then there's one like 1600s. So it's the central plot is about like a witch and how things repeat over history and things. And I'm really kind of me intrigued, shall we say.
Sure. I've been watching some YouTube, you know.
usual
travel channels and a little bit of personal finance stuff for me and maybe some cryptos. You know, that sort of thing on some YouTube.
Yes.
You went to the Fast 9 screener. We've already talked about Fast 9, but you went to a screener.
I did, yeah. It was interesting.
Is it COVID secure?
Well, they're getting back to sort of almost full capacity. Obviously, there's still the like two chairs free next to you, but it's very ram-a-lammed because it's the IMAX screening, so it's quite squishy. But it was fun. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Good. Yes. We went to Norfolk for a few days.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Holcombe Beach. Nice to get away, wasn't it? It was so quiet, which was really nice.
Yes.
Just managed to kind of switch off and relax. Because where we live, it's very built up. And obviously, everyone's always making some banging in the garden or
making
something.
Making some banging.
Yes. Yep. Banging. And yeah, we were staying on basically a farm in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And it was just so peaceful. And you woke up with the birds and yeah.
Yeah, we like quirky places, so we stayed in a shepherd's hut.
Yes, it was really cute, actually, wasn't it? Really enjoyed it. What did we do in Norfolk then, Chris?
We went to the beach. Mm. There was quite a lot of people on the beach, considering it was a Wednesday.
I was surprised. We were thinking there might be some pensioners, you know, because they're knocking around at the moment. But it's not the school holidays, so we shouldn't be that busy. Oh, how we were wrong.
It took us a long time to actually walk from the edge of the beach to the sea.
To the coast.
Yeah.
It was about a half an hour walk. It was half an hour to get out there.
Like a bit, I don't know how you'd call
And then
it.
About 15 minutes back because we could actually see where the path was.
We could see where people were walking, yeah.
Yes. And Chris refused to take his shoes off, which was quite amusing.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get sand in, because you know it's the whole thing, getting sand in your feet and then you have to put your shoes back on. Yes. I don't want to do that, but then I ended up getting them completely soaked.
You know, the sea.
Stood in that, like, stinky bit of, like, sand water.
It was so funny. You got, like, stuck in some sinky sand.
Instantly laughed at me, didn't you?
Yes, it was funny.
I needed rescuing and you were laughing at me.
I did rescue you though, didn't I?
You did.
Eventually. You can't beat that feeling of the sand and the water between your toes and going for a paddle. I went out a bit too far though and then the waves like got me.
To be fair, it was a nice day. So yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yes,
So we did that. We went just for a meal and stuff like that and just chilled out. Read some books. I read 1984.
We saw some seals.
You saw some seals.
You forgot to mention that one.
Yeah, went on a little boat trip to see some seals.
Saw some baby squirrels. Red squirrels.
Yeah.
Oh, they were very cute.
True. Mm-hmm. That was nice. Yeah, sure.
Just very chill. Yes.
Yeah, so reading 1984 for me.
What did you think?
It was great stuff. Couldn't put it down, but not really the cheeriest subject
matter. Oh, no, no.
So, you know, if you've been a bit down, I probably wouldn't read this one. But it was very, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, great book.
There's some interesting parallels, isn't there, when you read it with modern society and you think, oh, no.
Yeah, reading all about, I've been kind of following up and reading about the proletariat and the bourgeoisie and figuring out, you know, how can I leave the proletariat and join the bourgeoisie?
Bourgeoisie.
Bougie. Yeah, so basically the proletariat are like the middle class, or basically the lower middle class. There's basically only two classes.
Okay.
Right. There's the lower middle class, the people that work. Mm-hmm. And then there's the people that control production. And so there's the people above the API and the people below the API.
Okay.
And you want to be above the API so that then you can be one of the 1%, basically.
Uh-huh.
It's not a great system, is it, mm-mm, when you think about it? But yeah.
Not too dissimilar.
We need to figure out how we can join the bourgeoisie. What do you reckon?
I just love that word.
It's a nice word. I love saying it.
Bucha.
Yeah, good book. Also, continue to reread Discworld novels now. I already mentioned that. But I'm on the second one.
What's about the second one?
The second one is The Light Fantastic, which is followed
Trip after. Triple Light?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. Oh, we also forgot to mention the e-bikes.
Oh, yes.
We brought e-bikes because we were going to ride around one of the reservoirs up there. Then we forgot the keys.
We.
All right. Well, you didn't remember them either. Well, it's not like it was my responsibility to remember the keys.
I don't know.
It was a joint responsibility.
We need a keeper of keys.
We need a keeper of keys.
Yes.
We should leave the keys in the bikes because then
you that would make sense.
Just, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I don't know. Did you read anything?
Yes, I read some. Thanks for mentioning.
You could have picked it up, you know.
Well, I was trying to.
We're getting into a bit of an argy-bargy here.
Yeah, aren't we? What did I read?
Barney.
I finished The Knife of Letting Go. Is that what it's called? I'm trying to peer over his notes here now.
I've only put down Chaos Walking Trilogy.
Okay, yes. I think that's what the first one's called. Anyway, I finished the first book of the Chaos Walking Trilogy.
Okay.
So much different to the film, which is surprising. And a real cliffhanger ending, which was very frustrating. But thankfully, I've bought the other two. So I started the second one. And it's a huge-ass book, honestly. I'm quite surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take me a while to work my way through that, I think. But really, yeah, really enjoying it.
Cool. All right, should we get on to our review?
Why not?
We are fighting a war 30 years in the future.
Is this a joke?
Our enemy is not human. We need you to fight.
You got drafted.
I will be back.
Why is it? So heading to Amazon Prime Video is The Tomorrow War, directed by Chris McKay. The synopsis is, a family man is drafted to fight in a future war where the fate of humanity relies on his ability to confront the past. This is a star-studded cast, so there's Chris Pratt, Yvonne Strahovski, J.K. Simmons, and many more. So, Chris, what were your initial thoughts of The Tomorrow War?
Going in, I thought it was a cool concept. I didn't really have too many preconceptions about it. You showed me the trailer, and I predicted something in the trailer, so it's a fairly predictable yes. movie. I completely forgot that.
I was about to say, you forgot about that.
You had to remind me later. But coming out.
I'm clever.
Good memory as well, which I don't. So that's helpful in our relationship. Yeah, coming out, I definitely found myself sitting on the edge of my seat for this one. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It did have some contrived and predictable plot points.
Mm-hmm.
But it was you know, a novel approach to time travel and stuff. I think I haven't seen that before.
Okay.
So that was cool. Kind of reminded me of the Travelers TV show a little bit.
Yeah. On Netflix, if you want to go and check that out.
Yeah, because in that you couldn't go back further than the previous Traveler or something. Yeah, so it kind of set some rules up for how the universe would work. And it was quite clever how this did that as well. I liked it. Yeah. Great quality too, I thought. So, yes. You? What did you think?
I had a surprisingly good time with this. Like, I watched the trailer and I was like, ooh, sci-fi time travel.
Yeah.
This is my kind of act.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was a bit like, it looks a little VFX heavy. I'm not sure how good it's going to be.
Sure.
So I didn't go in expecting, you know, like huge things. But thankfully, I just had a really good time with it. I thought it was quite entertaining, quite engaging. I liked the timey-wimey bits. I thought there might have been plot holes, but you know what? I don't care. You know, when you introduce time travel into things, then there's going to be something wrong with it, right?
So I think they set the goalposts and they kind of said, this is how we're doing it.
Yes.
And then, so you just So if it's working within these rules, then it's fine. You know what I mean? So that's good, yeah.
Yeah, and as you said, despite the like predictable nature of it, the contrived things, the sort of white saviour thing going on.
It was a little bit of that as well. Yeah. Pretty classic movie. American action movie, you know, you're going to get a bit of that, probably, aren't you? So
definitely. Yeah. But it was funny as well. There was great action, great comedy, and some emotional bits. So a bit of everything, really, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Characters and performances. What did you think of Chris Pratt's performance?
Well, he was very enthusiastic, wasn't he? He was very Chris Pratt. Yeah.
I think he's one of the very few actors that can actually really pull off that kind of action hero vibe.
Yeah, as well as Dwayne Johnson, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, there's a few, but I mean, like,
but they're just
there's certain
just
the iconic ones.
Yeah, there? Obviously Harrison Ford. Yeah, and they're mostly
a bit older now.
Yes.
So I feel like he's like the next generation.
The next wave.
The next wave.
Didn't he actually said, I'll be back at one point, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I know he's your father-in-law now, but come on.
Yeah, there was some definite other sci-fi influences in there as well.
Yes, for sure.
We'll come to. Yvonne Strahovski?
Oh, I thought she was fantastic. I love her anyway. Obviously, in Chuck, she was great.
Indeed.
Handmaid's Tale, fantastic.
Brilliant.
So yeah, it was good to see her back in a sort of an action role, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she brought some emotional depth to it.
Yes,
but
definitely.
She was also a badass in her own right, you know?
Yeah,
so it was good.
Sure. And a bit of class, maybe.
A bit of class in there, sure. Yeah. J.K. Simmons?
What is going on with his biceps? I was like, what?
He's ripped.
He is. Was it for Zack Snyder's Justice League that he did that? I don't know. Anyway, I really loved him. I loved his dynamic with Chris Pratt. Yep. Can they get a spin-off? Can they do more projects together? They were fun. I really liked it.
About this while I was writing these notes, and I was thinking, they kind of set it up so that there could be a
sequel for sure.
Or right?
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, maybe.
Yeah. But he definitely, he did play a bit of a stereotypical gruff dad who had issues with his son.
Sam Richardson as Charlie.
Oh, he was one of my favourites. Yeah, so brilliant. Funny. He brings the, I think he was funnier than Chris Pratt, actually. Yes. Maybe controversial there, but you know, I loved him. I thought he was great.
I mean, Chris Pratt wasn't doing the funny thing in this one, right? He was trying to be more of an action.
Yeah,
I suppose there were some funny lines and stuff, but yeah. Okay.
But he's great in Werewolves Within as well, if you go and check that one out.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's really all I've got written down. I mean, there was
Betty
characters.
Gilpin was in there from Glow. A little bit underused, obviously, in the stereotypical wifely, womanly role.
Yes. Yeah, she didn't really come up too much. And then you had the lady from 24 as well.
Yeah, she was funny, actually.
She was quite good,
Mary Lynn.
She wasn't in it too much, but she was good.
But there were some kick-ass women, which I enjoyed. Thank you for that.
Yes, good stuff.
Yep.
Story?
Yes. It was an interesting story, wasn't it?
It was gripping and entertaining, I thought.
Yeah, definitely.
A dribbling of emotion.
Dribbling?
Is that not a good word? It's probably not
What's
a good
the word?
Word?
There's a seasoning.
Drizzle.
A drizzle, yes.
A drizzle of emotion, sure.
Yes. Well, I'll take that.
Dribbling isn't a good... Yeah, okay. I'll concede on that point. Yeah, a bit of overly American family values and white saviour going on. But
that's kind of what you expect from these films now,
what you expect, I guess.
Yeah. It was predictable. I mean, as you said, when we went in, you saw the train, you were like, right, well, that's that. And you're like, okay.
and then promptly forgot about it.
Yeah, that's true. There were some very contrived moments. I'm just going to say volcano and leave it at that.
Yeah, that was the one. We said contrived moments to each other and then we both said that word. And yeah, so we were obviously thinking the same thing.
As you said, I just had a really kind of fun time with this. And I liked the sort of backstory of the aliens. And that was intriguing, wasn't it?
Yes. Probably shouldn't say too much.
No, I'm not going to say too much because it's spoiler-free. But yeah, there was some definite sort of harking back to, as we said, Terminator and like Aliens, Prometheus, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And yeah, it was good.
Yeah, lots of influences, I felt. Yes. But nothing too, like, obviously copied or in your face or anything.
Yeah.
I really liked the well-considered wormhole beacons plot device.
Yeah. Like rafts is what they called it.
Rafts.
Yeah, rafts like through it. Time.
Yeah, it's very well-considered. Just create some rules which allows you to say this is how the time travel works in this. And then you can't really go, well, that wouldn't really have worked because they've kind of set up the rules. And nobody really knows how time travel would work because I don't believe, anyway, that we've successfully managed that yet. So,
oh, well, how do you know?
Who knows? Who knows,
though? We could all be variants.
We could. Yeah, and I liked that it added that the way they set up the time travel thing added some stakes, extra stakes. Because like you, in time travel, you can just kind of go back
and change
and do things again.
Yeah.
But in this, the way it worked was that there was two things that you could go between, but then they moved forward in time, so there's no way to go anywhere else.
So you only had like increments of a couple of weeks at a time, right?
I think they were like several years apart.
Okay.
But you sent someone through and then they would come back at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all kind of predetermined how it would work. And it creates stakes because you can't just go back and change things and like, you know, if you die, you die kind of thing. Also, I liked that it kind of felt like the movie was finishing, but then there was an extra bit. Sometimes movies do that and it annoys me because I'm like, oh, I wanted that to finish.
Oh, like
there.
Return of the King. I'm sorry, how many endings did that film have?
Oh my gosh,
No, I know what you mean. It felt like sort of an epilogue, didn't it?
Yes, but I was so into it. I was enjoying the movie so much. I was like, yes, there's more. Which is very rare for me.
Yeah, I'm usually like,
okay, that should have just ended there because you're just going to ruin it. But
I mean, it was
that.
2 hours and 20 minutes, so, you know, buckle fairly yourself
long,
in.
Fairly long, sure, But that just shows how much I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yes, there's more. And I know that I would probably watch this again. So.
Yes, it had a real rewatchability.
Rewatchability. Yes, I think that that's a very good indication of score there. Yeah. If you're willing to watch something again, or you want to watch something again, then that kind of tells you what you think about it, generally speaking. Visuals, soundtrack, score, that sort of thing?
Yes. It was, I don't want to say generic looking, but it kind of was.
Really interesting. A little bit.
However, I did really like the creature design. I thought that was fantastic. The
creatures looked great.
They were terrifying.
Yeah. They moved in a way that felt believable. They looked good.
They looked in a way that looked believable.
They looked in a way.
Yes. It just kind of looked like an animal could actually evolve into that kind of looking thing.
Yeah. And the materials and everything, the way it was rendered, it looked really good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Obviously was CGI. I mean, I don't think you could have done that.
No, I don't think you could have got away with
But really good
puppets.
CGI, really good quality CGI. And I thought the visuals looked really good. Yeah. Overall. So probably nothing too original there, like you say, but I thought they had some great concept design and stuff. Like they had certain bases and things that looked really cool. Some thought went into it, is my feeling on it.
Yeah. I think there were some practical elements as well, like with the explosions and things.
Okay, sure.
Which, I mean, you can tell they spent some money on it, so that's, that was good.
I thought they spent a lot of money on it. I wouldn't call this a cheap movie.
No, not at all. I mean, it was supposed to be originally be released in the cinema, but obviously pandemic and all. Paramount were behind it, I believe, before it got shipped off to Amazon. I think it's a shame that you didn't see it on the big screen because I think it was definitely one of those big brash action flicks when it got to the action sequences.
Yes. I can't remember the soundtrack, honestly.
No.
Is there any?
No, I did.
You don't remember?
No.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. We'll just have to watch it again and sort of try to figure out. Okay, that's pretty much it then. I don't know if you want to do like rating now and then maybe go into spoilers a little bit, maybe?
Okay, sure.
How would you rate it?
I gave it 4 stars in my review.
Very good.
wehaveall.co.uk. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had fun time with it. I would happily watch a spin-off or a sequel.
I agree. I'd give it 2 thumbs up. Would definitely watch again at some point. So, it has the hallmarks of a movie that I'd happily have amongst our Blu-rays.
Oh,
although
wow,
I won't. I'd probably just buy it digitally because I can't buy Blu-rays anymore.
But then
anymore,
we won't own it.
Yeah, I would recommend this to anyone who likes a bit of sci-fi, basically. Yeah. I think it's solid. And if you enjoy sci-fi, a little bit of an action movie, yeah, you won't go wrong. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. Okay. So just quickly, some spoilers then. It just sort of occurred to me while I was writing these notes that we don't really find out whether you can change the future or not.
Yes.
Because there's always kind of two time travels, where you can either go back in time and you can change the future, or you can go back in time and then everything you do basically has no effect. Right.
Yeah. But the butterfly effect or not.
We haven't never actually go back to the future
That's another film, Chris. Yeah.
We never go back to the future and verify that anything actually changed. So I quite like that, that they left that open in a way.
Yes.
It didn't feel like, I mean, it felt like things were changing because no one really questioned that it wouldn't change the future, but we never actually got confirmation of it. So I just thought that was interesting. Yeah, unless Yvonne Strahovski's character actually confirmed something in her monologue about her dad, which couldn't have then happened. But I feel like any of the stuff she mentioned him doing could still have happened.
Well, I think it wouldn't because...
She's had that. He knows what she knows, and so therefore he can change it, right? So,
yeah.
But it's just interesting. And also at the end with the ship.
Yes. Now this is what really intrigued me, the ship. It definitely reminded me of Prometheus.
Yes, a lot. Because there seemed to be a species of alien that died in the crash landing that were like the clever ones that built the ship.
Yeah.
And then the aliens that which were attacking them were like meant to destroy the planet or something.
Not destroy the planet, destroy the inhabitants. Right. So the
other sort of a terraforming alien thing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Who were they?
Yeah, so it does leave some questions, which makes you think, well, it could be a sequel.
Yeah, and when did they land?
Yeah, when did they actually land? And, well, they kind of set that up with the whole volcano thing.
Yeah, true.
That was the volcano thing.
How typical and how convenient was it that this kid was such an expert on volcanoes?
Yeah, and I feel like they were doing that in order to encourage kids to get into science and stuff, weren't they? Which was so obvious and silly.
Oh.
But I enjoyed it anyway. But I like that it kind of set up a universe in which we could get more movies. Yeah. And also, I was wondering, was this really just the only ship? Which could there have been another one? Could this all actually still happen? Because they just destroyed one ship and didn't destroy the other one. They used up all their green stuff and they don't know how to remake it.
And did the main female actually get killed? I know she fell off
There was a lot of splatter. So.
Oh, was there?
I feel like there was. Oh, didn't she hit like a rock or something?
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
So
yep.
I would say. Confirmed. But then, you don't have maybe another one. Maybe there was another one that got out.
Maybe there was a little leg somewhere.
Yeah, anyway, that's it. Spoilers. Okay. That was all I wanted to say, really.
Up on that. Let us know what you thought of the film.
Yes.
And the aliens particularly.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode. Really hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch with us to let us know your thoughts on Tomorrow War or any of the films and TV shows we've watched, that you've also watched, how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
Right, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at We Have A Hulk Pod. We're most active on Twitter at We Have A Hulk. And you can go and visit Nicola's website, our website, where you can read lots of Nicola's words.
And Rob's.
And Rob's and, some other people. We have a hook.co.uk.
You almost forgot to
say the website there. Yeah.
Go to our website. I'm not going to tell you what the actual URL is.
You have to guess. Yes. You have to guess. I mean, it's not too difficult.
It's not too difficult at all. No. Mm-hmm.
What's going to be up in the next one? What are we going to be talking about?
I don't know because you've got the list, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'll say then. It could be Fast 9. I haven't seen it yet. You have, obviously. Mm-hmm. Could be Black Widow, maybe.
Yes.
We'll see. And then later in the month, there's going to be Suicide Squad and Jungle Cruise. Ooh. So maybe if we just wait a while, we could do one of those. But we'll see.
A bumper jumper episode.
Probably not. But maybe.
So any one of those, look it up. So after all the TV and film we watched, what would you say? Because we always forget to do this. What would be your pick of the week, Chris?
My pick of the week? My pick of the episode. It's difficult because I really enjoyed Tomorrow War and I'm really loving Loki.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be one of those two for me.
Interesting.
Yes. How about you, Nicola?
How about me? Thanks for asking.
How about you?
I really, if you like horror, then I'll definitely pick Freaky and both. Freaky and...
Fear Street.
That's the one. 1994, yeah. That's the badger. They're really good. And also, same as you, I really love Loki. I think that's fantastic. But I guess, obviously, everyone's watching that, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I hope so. It's good.
And I also really enjoy The Tomorrow War and Fast 9. I think we're getting...
So everything then, Nicola, everything. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, that was good then, wasn't it? That was helpful.
Okay, if I had to pick out one of those, it would be Loki.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty then. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I really hope to see you next time.
Bye.